Takala is going to speak to us about what's happening at CUNY, what's happening with Brothers and Sisters in New York, and anything else that comes to mind. Takala.
I would also like to start off in giving praise and thanks to the Most High, and praise and thanks to the spirit of the ancestors, you know, sisters like Harriet Tubman, Ella Baker, brothers like Malcolm X and Huey P. Newton. I also like to give thanks to the brothers and sisters for coming out so early, and you know, sorry we got it jumped off so late. Before I even get into the CUNY situation, I want to just talk about the history of the BSU. Now, back in the days, in the early 60s, when Malcolm was on the scene with the Nation of Islam, he took the Nation of Islam into the black community, started talking about self-defense and self-determination. Out of all of that, and after Malcolm's assassination, brothers and sisters who were part of the Black Panther Party took the call to the black community to talk about self-defense and self-determination. Not only did they take that call, they started implementing it practically with the Breakfast for Children program, where brothers and sisters following the pigs around with shotguns and 25s, putting some, you know, weight, some a very heavy weight to the words that Malcolm was talking about, and then that eventually, you know, developed into the Black Liberation Army. Back in the days, the BSUs came from that same spirit. When BSUs called a meeting, it wasn't just about, you know, we elite and we from Harvard University, we want to meet amongst ourselves, because that wasn't the spirit that the BSUs came out of. When BSUs called a meeting, everybody came, from the drug heads who were struggling, to the grandmothers, to the children who weren't even graduated high school. But then COINTELPRO got put in effect, and a lot of brothers and sisters got murdered, you know? A lot of brothers and sisters got exiled. A lot of brothers and sisters just got straight up, couldn't handle it anymore. And so during the late 70s and early 80s, and even late 80s, the BSUs turned into this thing where, you know, we have a little club together, you know, we get a little $2,000 a semester. You know, we hold a little fundraiser for someone and they never get the money. We have our fashion show, you know what I'm saying? We have our booty shake, stomp, boot type of thing, you know what I'm saying? But it was never about struggle, at least not in New York City. And what's happening is that that's working into a big contradiction, because I know, see, I come from Hunter College, right? Now, Hunter College is on East 68th Street, which is the Upper East Side, which is one of the most expensive real estate, you know, pieces in the world. And brothers and sisters front, like they come from the Upper East Side, upper side of Hunter College. You know what I'm saying? Come here looking all fly, you know, got the Gucci this and, you know, the Armani this and the Versace that. But no, they be going home to Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? No, they be going home to Hollis, Queens. No, they be going home to the South Bronx. And no, they be going home to Harlem. But see, when we roll up to college, we like the front, you know, like it ain't about where we coming from, it's just where you at. And right now I'm on East 68th Street, and that's all I'm gonna think about. And our position is, that can't be the deal, because when we finally go home, we still gotta step over crackheads. You know what I'm saying? We still gotta step out the way of crack dealers. We still gotta step out the way of pigs that beat us down every day. And for us to go to college and try to forget about the community is a vehement disrespect to our nation. And that can no longer happen. So, you know, we're trying to return the BSU to its roots like Malcolm returned us to our roots. And in doing that, you know, we started some programs like the study group, where we would have some fundraisers and give out Malcolm X books, give out Assata Shakur books, and have brothers and sisters study together. But one of the most important things going down in CUNY, besides the development of the BSUs and the ASAs, which is the African Student Associations, like right here at BMCC, the ASUs at Lehman College. Besides what's going on with that is that we got a very serious tuition problem. What happened this year, they raised our tuition by $200, which now brings our tuition close to $1,000. Now, compared to other universities, that may not seem like a lot to brothers and sisters, but I know that when you poor, I don't mean poor, when you poor, ain't even making $6,000 a year, you know what I'm saying? Can't even put bread and cheese in your refrigerator. $2,000 a year is a lot of mofo money. Especially when you take into account that CUNY was free for over a century. Went through two major depressions free. But in 1976, they instituted what was called a fee, which now turned into a tuition. And it's real deep because in 1976, that was the time where people of color became the majority in CUNY. So now we have 1991, and we got to pay $2,000 to go to school. And we raise hell, we go to the streets, we protest, we march, we do all of this. We go to Cuomo, Cuomo says, I ain't got the money. Yet he had the money to build 27 prisons, brothers and sisters. 27 prisons. Y'all know what I'm saying? 27 prisons. And what's deep about that is that to put a brother or sister through CUNY only costs $5,000. To put a brother or sister through the prison system costs $45,000. $45,000. But he had enough time to build prisons, but can't give up no money for no education. And even in terms of David Dinkins, because Malcolm also taught us to make our black leaders accountable to us. David Dinkins, when we address him with the situation, well, I ain't got nothing to do with that, I ain't got nothing to do with that, I'm trying, I ain't got nothing to do with that, leave me alone. Right? Yet he had enough time to write a proposal to the federal government for $3 billion for prisons, brothers and sisters, and received it. Received it. Right now, in the South Bronx, they're about to implement a prison construction program for a prison that's going to cost $250 million. But then they're telling us they don't have enough money to keep our tuition in effect. Our position is, not only should we not have our tuition raised, we shouldn't be paying tuition in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You're talking about the United States of America, one of the nations that has one of the highest gross national products in the world, one of the nations that pays farmers billions of dollars to hold back on food. You know what I'm saying? One of the nations that was spending billions of dollars during the Persian Gulf War. When it comes time to educate brothers and sisters, they want to talk about they dirt poor. Brothers and sisters don't want to hear that. Brothers and sisters just do not want to hear that. And then going back to David Dinkins, because another thing Malcolm X taught us is to be very analytical, not only in terms of our local situation, but our international situation, and to see who are our friends and who are our allies. And here we got David Dinkins, which I personally call a boot-licking, shoe-shining, Uncle Tom tap-dancing, handkerchief-wearing nigger. But that's my position. But that's my position, brothers and sisters. You know, no means to be disrespectful, but that's my position. He can go around on his campaign, wear a yarmulke, beg the Jews for his vote, and not get it, by the way. Beg the Jews for their vote. Talk about how he proclaims that the state of Israel has a right to exist. You know what I'm saying? And then this year, go to South Africa and talk stuff. Go to South Africa and say, and I quote, health care in South Africa needs to be a human right. Which I found very deep, y'all, because I know health care in Brooklyn ain't a human right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got brothers and sisters in Kings County who are bleeding to death while they check your MasterCard to see if you have enough money to cover your wounds. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to implement these political contradictions and think that he should not be accountable to us. Our position is that he should be accountable to us, because in the 1990s and the year 2000s, young brothers and sisters are accepting no sellouts. No sellouts. Because our position ain't nothing but the struggle. There ain't nothing happening but the struggle. The Flintstones is boring. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing happening but the struggle. And we can't have no more Eldridge Cleavers who talked a whole bunch of crap when he was down with the Black Panther parties. And now he's down with the Republican Party. Y'all know what I'm saying? We can't have no more Pablo Guzman's, you know, who was down with the Young Lords Party, which is one of the most revolutionary Puerto Rican nationalist groups in America. And now he's going to work for Channel 5 and do a commercial. This is a commercial, y'all. And he's stepping out of the shadows, by the way, in the dark alley. I used to run these streets when I was young with a gang. A gang. Disrespect. I had a little brother with a gang. But now I run the streets with a different team. The Channel 5 News team. And they come running out, you know? What's up with that? What's up with that? No, on a serious tip, and you know, brothers and sisters come, well, you know, the brother just trying to do a little bit of this, the brother's just trying to do a little bit of that. But see, we don't understand that for David Dinkins to say that he believes in the state of Israel kills people. For Elders Cleaver to talk all that crap and then come by and say we need to accept what's been given to us kills people. For Pablo Guzman to disrespect the Young Lords Party by calling them a gang kills people. And we can no longer have that. And so I just hope that, you know, in the spirit of this conference, that we can come together and try to build some programs and build a consistent working relationship so we can take care of some business. Thanks a lot, brothers and sisters.